Blog Talk Radio.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Gonna be bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. Gonna be
good evening, everyone. This is Bonnie Kay, and welcome to the Straight Wives Talk Show. This is a hard-hitting show that discusses the complexities of marriages between straight women to gay men. Each week, my guest and I discuss issues that affect over 4 million women in this country and millions more around the world who are married, either unknowingly married to a gay or bisexual man, and nowadays transgender, transsexual, there's a whole variety. So if you have any comments you would like to make during this broadcast, feel free to write to me at bonkay@aol.com. That's bonkaye@aol.com. I did want to mention tonight is a special segment. It's not going to be a whole show. It's a special segment about Valentine's Day. But before I go into that, I would like to first remind people that our healing weekend is only weeks, away. I mean, it's about 10 weeks away. It's going to be a wonderful event. If you're going through any stage of healing, going through stress in your marriage, looking to get out of it, just getting out of it, on your way out of it, already out of it, healing from it, this is a place where the people meet to give the support, nurturing, and love that will give you a boost for your upcoming year so that you can focus on things differently. We have therapists who will be joining us and helping people move along to the next steps. We have people who are new to the situation who are joining us because they don't know where else to go. We have people who have been in marriage for a while, but they're looking to get out and need the right steps to do it. So we have all kinds of wonderful bonding during this particular weekend, and it's the last weekend in April. If you need information, you can go to my website at gayhusbands.com. That's gayhusbands with an S.com. And click into the box for information about the healing weekend. While you're on my website at gayhusbands.com, you can also look to the right and see a little box there called Just Answer. And it's a service that I belong to, and I like to spread the word. It's a wonderful service for women who are going through divorce, who don't have lots of money to keep spending on every time they call a lawyer to get advice. Lawyers today charge a lot of money for each 15 minutes, or, you know, they charge it in blocks. So even if you talk for 2 minutes, you owe 15 minutes. And that money really adds up. And when you don't have it, you really feel more stressed out. With Just Answer, is a service for $36 a month, and you can ask as many questions as you want for that fee. And you can ask it for not only for lawyers, but if you have medical questions, computer questions. I use the service for every kind of question because there's experts and doctors and all kinds of professionals in every field, from psychology to medical problems to anything you can imagine. It doesn't have to be related to our personal situations with gay husbands. I just use it as a general thing, and also to check laws in different states. I'm always looking for that to help our women. So it's really important that if you need that extra help for $36 a month, you're going to get a lot of bang for your buck. You also get a free question. So if you go on my website, it's gayhusbands.com, and you put in a question, and if you like the answer, then you're going to know what a great service it is, like I do every month, because I do bombard them with lots of different questions, especially legal ones. Because at the moment, I'm in the middle of a legal situation, with, you know, from cyberbullying, and they've really helped me get on my way with the right government agencies. But anyway, getting back to Valentine's Day, I did want to spend a few minutes with you, because not everybody has gotten my newsletter or gets it. So I'd really like for you to understand that I really came up with a new conclusion in my newsletter this week. So I'm going to read it to you so that it can maybe hopefully sink in. Because the more I think about this situation, the more worrisome I become with it. So I'm going to read from my newsletter for you tonight, for those of you who have not had a chance to read it, or for those of you who haven't received it. If you're not on my newsletter list, you just write to me at bondk@aol.com, and I'm more than happy to send it to you. So this is how this one started off. It said, "It's that time of the year again. The day that symbolizes love, love with a soulmate, lover, or loving husband. It's a day that so many of our women struggle with because they've lost their feminine spirit from living with or having lived with a gay man. But even so, we're human, and the smallest glimmer of false hope that many of us have lived or lived with has been pushed to the back of our psyche, somehow magically pops up that day like daisies at a gravesite. This is the day that many of us will fantasize will make up for the other 364 days of nothingness when it comes to intimacy, affection, and, well, sex. So many of our women hang their hopes on this day, thinking it will be the game changer. Sadly, the game doesn't change. Well, if it does, it's just a downhill spiral of being kicked down the steps one bounce at a time, sort of like the metal slinky toy. But there's an old saying my father taught me at an early age. Big expectations lead to big disappointments. And trust me, there were sure lots of disappointed straight women out there on this day. And yes, I was one of them. I say was because now I can say the word in the past. It's been many years since my feelings of inadequacy on this holiday, due to my ex-husband's rejection, have hovered over me. But you never forget, even after you think you have forgotten. There's that little trigger to remind you, namely post-traumatic stress, which pops up to greet you on February 14th of each year. Yes, there is no limit to the time cruelty takes to vanish. It isn't quite that simple, get over it, that people keep thinking and later start saying when they think that you're taking too much time to heal. By the way, as a side note, that is a major reason why many women with gay husbands are shoved deeper into the closet when they discover they are married to a man who just isn't straight. Yes, I say just isn't straight because I am personally tired of having to defend myself on the terminology I choose to use, namely the word gay. I told you last month about my own personal scale of straight or not. That includes asexuals, addict sexuals, bisexuals, consexuals, which means confused sexuals, deny sexuals, experiment sexuals, that means those who like to experiment, pansexuals, homosexuals, and metrosexuals, transgenders, and transsexuals. Actually, it includes anything that has a prefix that doesn't start with hetero. No hetero, not straight. Period. Look, in all fairness, if the LGBTIA, etc., can keep expanding due to inclusiveness, and so can I based on their definitions, even if I don't understand them all. Mine is so much simpler, not straight. It covers a wide spectrum of sexual differences, and there is no shame at being directed in any way to anyone who is sexually different. I hope you learn to embrace yourself, accept yourself, and come to terms with yourself rather than keep punishing some loving woman by making her think that there is something wrong with her for not wanting to live this way. How many of us remember these famous words? It's not my problem, you're the one with a problem. Yes, this is the beginning of the great mental beating down of almost every straight wife who lives with a husband who can't be honest with her for the fear of losing what he is protecting the most, namely himself. But that's another subject for another day. However, I do like to stay timely and relevant, so let me say in a word or two about acceptance. Over the past 6 months, a movement has become prioritized in our society called Me Too. This movement started as a result of sexual victimization of women through harassment, ranging from sexual pressure to sexual violence and rape, who wanted their voices to be heard. They wanted those years of silence to become resounding as they told their stories one by one in long lines that couldn't be stopped. Some women waited 40 years to tell their stories, but they stood up and were validated. These brave women, ranging from actresses to young girls who became our Olympic champions, raged with indignation against their predators and let the world know that those women were no longer going to live with the shame of sexual abuse. I suggest that We Too be adopted slogan for straight wives starting on this holiday. Rather than hide in the empty closets of our husbands for fear of public shame or ridicule that we are forced to live with under people's snickering of, how didn't she know? Or, he wasn't gay when he married her. Why can't we shout out those same words? We Too shows the world that we were also victims and not volunteers. Some of you lingered in abusive marriages for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, and longer years of alienation, degrading, manipulating, sexual rejection, loss of self-esteem, and gaslighting. Some of you were held hostage through your mind beating by insensitive narcissists who knew how to love bomb you only to drop a bomb on you. Even the nicest of gay husbands, and I do know some of them who have become close friends of mine, took from you what you deserved, the right to be in a straight marriage. The We Too movement includes millions of us in this country and millions more around the world. Gay men who marry us later tell us they did it because they were victims of society. And I do get it. I understand what it's like to be a victim. But that doesn't give a man the right to bring someone into his life to avoid or hide from the public by grabbing some loving, innocent woman in the same trap he's trying to escape from. In the end, he just feels double trapped by society. And now you. He views you as a jailkeeper. You were the one keeping him from his happiness. He has to try to make you happy, which once again comes back to his greatest fear, performing the role of a straight husband. It doesn't make him love you more, it only makes him resent you more. These men think they are setting themselves free from the judgment of society, when in fact, they are now more miserable than ever. And who gets the brunt of it? We do. That's why we have to stand together as straight sisters and say, we too. Sadly, we are a huge minority, and yet no one is hearing our cause, because we are the voice of silence. I don't know any group that I can think of that feels so isolated as we do. While others are out there demanding their rights through having their voices being heard in the media, television, in marches, and pride parades, We are huddled in the back of that empty closet, afraid to raise our hands to unite ourselves and let the world know that we are out there. We should feel no shame about being a straight wife. I'm not looking for people to feel sorry for us, but rather to display the empathy and understanding that is so much missing from this issue. If we decide to have our voices heard and move out of the closet into the world while saying, we too. Saying those words will help you feel validated and a victor instead of a victim. When we don't have to be afraid of people knowing our truth, and yes, it is our truth to tell, it is validating, not negating, our stories. We don't have to stand in that closet anymore. We can take a hammer and nails and board it up for good so that we don't have to retreat back into it. Bottom line, start loving yourself enough or even more on this Valentine's Day so that you can keep moving straight ahead for all your future ones. Love to all of you from me on this special day of love. I hope you get the message, ladies. I hope you understand that this is about standing up for yourself. And it really upsets me that I see so many other groups and people and all kinds of people who should be standing up are standing up. But we are so quiet about this that we're afraid to tell people that our husbands are gay. We don't want to hurt their feelings. We don't want people to know. We don't want the shame. We've done nothing wrong. I mean, I don't get why we have to be silent about this. I'm not saying you have to out your husband and shout it from the rooftop. But you have every right to let people know why your marriage didn't work out, regardless of what your husband's telling you, how he wants his secret kept. He can keep his secret. It doesn't mean that you have to keep his secret. And one thing I will tell you, we're going to have a therapist on next week, and he's going to explain to you that secrets do destroy families. And by keeping this a secret, what message are we giving to our children when they do find out that homosexuality is something that has to be hidden? And if our children are gay, what message are we giving them? You better not tell anybody because you're going to be in trouble. This has to end, and I think it has to end now. And that's why this year I'm really going to work for the We Too campaign so that we can stand up, we can feel good about it, we can say, I married a gay man. It was not my fault. And that's where your starting point needs to be, not hiding in the closet because he doesn't want to be there anymore and that you should be there. That's over. So now, since it is the Valentine message, allow me to read the other article that I put in from my past column. Because in the past, this was a column that I wrote, I guess it was about 12 years ago, but it's still very timely today. It's amazing how things just don't change that month. Much. It says, in the past, I've written about the difficulty that straight wives have during the holiday season. It is not uncommon for depression to set in somewhere around Thanksgiving and continue right through the new year. During that 6-week period, there are 3 holidays that revolve around family happiness and unity, something most of us are missing. When we get caught up in the preparation for these holidays, we can't help but to feel an emotional letdown when they actually take place. We know what they represent, and yet we never feel the wonder and joy of what the holidays represent that others are feeling. We go through the motions, waiting for the emotional impact to kick in, but when it doesn't, that's when the depression sets in. And now, just as we start to get back to our normal existence state of mind to cope on our relationships, we are once again brought down by the most hurtful holiday of all, Valentine's Day. This is a day that exemplifies love and romance. It's hearts and flowers all the way. It's a day that symbolizes what being in love is all about. It's a day where two people who love each other take the time to stop and think about that love and to remember how it feels to be in love, even if some of the passion has faded through the years. If you are the wife of a gay man, this is a day that really hurts. This day, more so than all the other holidays, you can cover yourself with a veil of illusion because they are family This day, more so than all the other holidays, is a slap of reality about your marriage. You can see on other holidays, you can cover yourself with a veil of illusion because they are family holidays. Whatever you are lacking in your marriage can be compensated for through your children and other family members. But Valentine's Day is different. It's about the two of you. And no matter how you try to justify it by thinking it's a day of love in general, it's not. Yes, you can buy Valentine's Day cards for your son or daughter, mother and father, coworkers and friends to try to make it better. But there's no escaping what it really is, a holiday for lovers. The reason why this holiday is so painful is because it is upfront and personal and right in your face. No matter how you try to avoid dealing with the reality of living with a gay husband on a day-to-day basis and lull yourself into a false sense of security, Valentine's Day reminds you of the lie you are living with the man you fell in love with and married in good faith. It's a reminder of everything that you were supposed to have but were cheated from having. And the man who robbed you of your dreams is still lying in the bed next to you. Each morning when you wake up with him next to you, it's one more day of living a lie. Now, the lie wasn't your fault to start with. It was his lie. But it's become your lie because you're living with him. You're going through the motions of what marriage is supposed to be, but it's falling way short of what your intentions were when you made the commitment at the altar. Your husband, who promised to love you through sickness and health till death do you part, never mentioned that he would never be able to love you the way you needed to be loved. In fairness, maybe he didn't know, and that he wouldn't be able to do it. No doubt, he was hoping that he could pull it off. And I'll even go so far as to say that maybe he didn't come to terms with the fact that he was gay on that life-changing day. But in almost all cases, he knew he was having conflicting feelings. He knew something was off, even if he couldn't figure out that it was homosexuality. Even when I speak to gay men who tell me they honestly didn't believe that they were gay or hadn't acted on those impulses prior to marriage, they still knew they were looking or thinking about men sexually and thinking about men sexually arouse them. And even if they still couldn't come to terms with that, they knew that when they stopped making love to you early in the marriage, that they were not attracted to you because you were a woman. But they kept quiet because they were afraid if they told you their secret, you may blow it for them. You might pull away their security blanket, leaving them vulnerable and feeling naked. It wasn't always an easy choice for them to keep lying to you, but it was easier than telling you the truth. So, to those of you who are living in one of the many situations that bring us all together under this umbrella of commonality, let me personally wish you a happy future Valentine's Day. Believe me, it can happen to you just like it happened to me. This is a day I celebrate in a big way. It's a day that makes me happy because I have a man who I'm in love with. He makes my heart flutter, and my knees still get shaky when we touch. And that's after 8 years. So you can imagine how long ago this has been, because we're now at 24 years, and I'm still knees shaking. I don't say that to brag, but rather to let you know that this is how life is meant to be. You are meant to have a man who can love you and make love to you. You were meant to meet someone who would cherish you and treat you as you were the most important part of his life. The fact that you were sidetracked doesn't mean you're doomed forever. It's never too late to find the happiness you are seeking as long as you don't give up hope. And even if you don't want to think about falling in love, at least think about not living in an abusive situation. Work on loving yourself enough to move away from a man who is not your soulmate, but who's destroying your soul instead, one layer at a time. Go out and buy yourself a giant box of chocolates. Enjoy each one of them as you remember how sweet life is supposed to be and how wonderful it will be once you remove yourself from a disastrous situation. And that was my message from all those years ago, and it still rings very true today. You need to take care of yourself. You need to stop fighting this fear of anybody finding out and what's going to happen when they do find out. And all the threats that you get and how the family will distance you, it doesn't matter. You have to stand up for yourself. You have to be a role model to your children. You have to take back your life, and you have to learn how to say, "We too." Because "we too" will validate you that you're not the only woman in the world going through this. As I said earlier, there are millions of women in this country. We need to unite together and stand up for what's rightfully ours. Some of our women were wonderful to participate in a survey, that my friend Lori helped us with and gathered all the information that we're sorting out now to try to see where the states are that are so unfair to women in this situation. We need laws that are going to protect us and make us feel protected. We need laws that are going to recognize us and recognize that our situations are different than other situations. This is not the run-of-the-mill bad marriage. This is a run-of-the-mill false marriage, and it needs to be remedied. As I said earlier, there's some wonderful gay husbands, ex-husbands out there who have befriended me and who agree with me and who encourage me because they are conscionable and they are helping their wives and their families because they knew that it was a mistake, but they did it anyway. But for all the others, which are the majority of the ones that I run across, who feel that they're just victims and they did the best they could and they didn't do anything wrong and they're trying to make it happen and they don't feel any sense of responsibility, that's a problem for me. So I'm hoping that we can all stand together strong, work on this problem, and hopefully by next Valentine's Day, we'll see some progress in that area. We'll see some people making strong progress and moving on. In the meantime, if you need any support, you just write to me at bonkaye@aol.com. That's bonkaye@aol.com. Also, visit my website at gayhusbands.com. You'll find a lot of interesting articles up there, including about the children, how it affects their lives, also my blogs, and anything else I can do to help you, at least you can find me. So I want to wish you all a wonderful week. This broadcast wasn't planned, but I felt the need to do it to let you know that we have to stick together and we have to stand up together. And I'll end it by saying, we too. And I love you all. Good night.